The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to St. Mark. St. Mark, the disciple and interpreter of St. Peter, saith St. Jerome, according to what he heard from Peter himself, wrote at Rome a brief gospel at the request of the brethren, about 10 years after our Lord's ascension, which when Peter had heard, he approved of it and with his authority published it to the church to be read. Berenius and others say that the original was written in Latin, but the more general opinion is that the evangelist wrote it in Greek. Mark chapter 1. The preaching of John the Baptist. Christ is baptized by him. He calls his disciples and works many miracles. 1:1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. 1:2. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare the way before thee. 1:3. A voice of one crying in the desert, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. 1:4. John was in the desert, baptizing and preaching the baptism of penance, unto remission of sins. 1:5. And there went out to him all the country of Judea and all they of Jerusalem and were baptized by him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. 1:6. And John was clothed camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins. And he ate locusts and wild honey. 1:7. And he preached, saying, There cometh after me one mightier than I, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. 1:8. I have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. 1:9. And it came to pass, in those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in Jordan. 1:10. And forthwith coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit listened of descending and remaining on him. 1:11. And there came a voice from heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. 1:12. And immediately the Spirit drove him out into the desert. 1:13. And he was in the desert 40 days and 40 nights, and was tempted by Satan, and he was with beasts, and the angels ministered to him. 1:14. And after that John was delivered up, Jesus came in Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. 1:15. And saying, The time is accomplished and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. 1:16. And passing by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother, casting nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. 1:17. And Jesus said to them, Come after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. 1:18. And immediately leaving their nets, they followed him. 1:19. And going on from thence a little farther, he saw James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, who also were mending their nets in the ship. 1:20. And forthwith he called them, and leaving their father Zebedee in the ship with his hired men, they followed him. 1:21. And they entered into Capernaum, and forthwith upon the Sabbath days going into the synagogue, he taught them. 1:22. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he was teaching them as one having power, and not as the scribes. 1:23. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. 1:24. Saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art, the Holy One of God. 1:25. And Jesus threatened him, saying, Speak not more, and go out of the man. 1:26. And the unclean spirit, tearing him and crying out with a loud voice, went out of him. 1:27. And they were all amazed insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What is this new doctrine? For with power he commandeth even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. 1:28. And the fame of him was spread forthwith into all the country of Galilee. 1:29. And immediately going out of the synagogue they came into the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. 1:30. And Simon's wife's mother lay in a fit of a fever, and forthwith they tell him of her. 1:31. And coming to her, he lifted her up, taking her by the hand, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. 1:32. And when it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all that were ill and that were possessed with devils. 1:33. And all the city was gathered together at the door. 1:34. And he healed many that were troubled with divers diseases, and he cast out many devils, and he suffered them not to speak, because they knew him. 1:35. And rising very early, going out, he went into a desert place, and there he prayed. 1:36. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. 137. And when they had found him, they said to him, Paul seek for thee. 138. And he saith to them, Let us go into the neighboring towns and cities, that I may preach there also. For to this purpose am I come. 139. And he was preaching in their synagogues and in all Galilee and casting out devils. 140. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down, said to him, If thou wilt thou canst make me clean. 141. And Jesus, having compassion on him, stretched forth his hand and touching him saith to him, I will, be thou made clean. 142. And when he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was made clean. 143. And he strictly charged him and forthwith sent him away. 144. And he saith to him, See thou tell no one, but go, shew thyself to the high priest and offer for thy cleansing the things that Moses commanded, for a testimony to them. 145. But he being gone out, began to publish and to blaze abroad the word, so that he could not openly go into the city, but was without in desert places. And they flocked to him from all sides. Mark chapter 2. Christ heals the sick of the palsy. He calls Matthew and excuses his disciples. 2:1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days. 2:2. And it was heard that he was in the house. And many came together, so that there was no room. No, not even at the door. And he spoke to them the word. 2:3. And they came to him, bringing one sick of the palsy, who was carried by four. 2:4. And when they could not offer him unto him for the multitude, they uncovered the roof where he was. And opening it, they let down the bed wherein the man sick of the palsy lay. 2:5. And when Jesus had seen their faith, he saith to the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins are forgiven thee. 2:6. And there were some of the scribes sitting there and thinking in their hearts. 2:7. Why doth this man speak thus? He blasphemeth. Who can forgive sins, but God only? 2:8. Which Jesus presently knowing in his spirit that they so thought within themselves, saith to them, Why think you these things in your hearts? 2:9. Which is easier, to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins are forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, take up thy bed and walk. 2:10. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy. 2:11. I say to thee, Arise, take up thy bed and go into thy house. 2:12. And immediately he arose and, taking up his bed, went his way in the sight of all, so that all wondered and glorified God, saying, We never saw the like. 2:13. And he went forth again to the seaside, and all the multitude came to him, and he taught them. 2:14. And when he was passing by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith to him, Follow me. And rising up, he followed him. 2:15. And it came to pass as he sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat down together with Jesus and his disciples. For they were many, who also followed him. 2:16. And the scribes and the Pharisees, seeing that he ate with publicans and sinners, said to his disciples, Why doth your master eat and drink with publicans and sinners? 2:17. Jesus hearing this, saith to them, They that are well have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. For I came not to call the just, but sinners. 2:18. And the disciples of John and the Pharisees used a fast. And they come and say to him, Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples do not fast? 2:19. And Jesus saith to them, Can the children of the marriage fast, as long as the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. 2:20. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they shall fast in those days. 2:21. No man seweth a piece of raw cloth to an old garment. Otherwise the new piecing taketh away from the old, and there is made a greater rent. 2:22. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles. Otherwise the wine will burst the bottles, and both the wine will be spilled and the bottles will be lost. But new wine must be put into new bottles. 2:23. And it came to pass again, as the Lord walked through the cornfields on the Sabbath, that his disciples began to go forward and to pluck the ears of corn. 2:24. And the Pharisees said to him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? 2:25. And he said to them, Have you never read what David did when he had need and was hungry, himself and they that were with him? 2:26. How he went into the house of God, under Abiathar the high priest, and did eat the loaves of proposition, which was not lawful to eat but for the priests, and gave to them who were with him. 2:27. And he said to them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. 2:28. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath also. Mark chapter 3. Christ heals the withered hand. He chooses the 12. He confutes the blasphemy of the Pharisees. 3:1. And he entered again into the synagogue. And there was a man there who had a withered hand. 3:2. And they watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him. 3:3. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, Stand up in the midst. 3:4. And he saith to them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to destroy? But they held their peace. 3:5. And looking round about on them with anger, being grieved for the blindness of their hearts, he saith to the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it forth, and his hand was restored unto him. 3:6. And the Pharisees going out, immediately made a consultation with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. 3:7. But Jesus retired with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude followed him from Galilee and Judea. 3:8. And from Jerusalem, and from Idumea and from beyond the Jordan, and they about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, hearing the things which he did, came to him. 3:9. And he spoke to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him, because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. 3:10. For he healed many, so that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had evils. 3:11. And the unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him. And they cried, saying, 3:12. Thou art the Son of God. And he strictly charged them that they should not make him known. 3:13. And going up into a mountain, he called unto him whom he would himself, and they came to him. 3:14. And he made the 12 should be with him, and that he might send them to preach. 3:15. And he gave them power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. 3:16. And to Simon he gave the name Peter. 3:17. And James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James. And he named them Boanerges, which is, the sons of thunder. 3:18. And Andrew and Philip, and Bartholomew and Matthew, and Thomas and James of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus and Simon the Cananean. 3:19. And Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. 3:20. And they come to a house, and the multitude cometh together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. 3:21. And when his friends had heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him. For they said, He has become mad. 3:22. And the scribes who were come down from Jerusalem, said, He hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of devils he casteth out devils. 3:23. And after he had called them together, he said to them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? 3:24. And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. 3:25. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. 3:26. And if Satan be risen up against himself, he is divided, and cannot stand, but hath an end. 3:27. No man can enter into the house of a strong man and rob him of his goods, unless he first bind the strong man, and then shall he plunder his house. 3:28. Amen I say to you that all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and the blasphemies wherewith they shall blaspheme. 3:29. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, shall never have forgiveness, but shall be guilty of an everlasting sin. 3:30. Because they said, He hath an unclean spirit. 3:31. And his mother and his brethren came, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. 3:32. And the multitude sat about him, and they say to him, Behold thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. 3:33. And answering them, he said, Who is my mother and my brethren? 3:34. And looking round about on them who sat about him, he saith, Behold my mother and my brethren. 3:35. For whosoever shall do the will of God, he is my brother, and my sister, and mother. Mark chapter 4. The parable of the sower. Christ stills the tempest at sea. 4:1. And again he began to teach by the seaside. And a great multitude was gathered together unto him, so that he went up into a ship and sat in the sea. And all the multitude was upon the land by the seaside. 4:2 And he taught them many things in parables, and said unto them in his doctrine. 4:3 Hear ye, behold, the sower went out to sow. 4:4 And whilst he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and ate it up. 4:5 And other some fell upon stony ground, where it had not much earth, and it shot up immediately, because it had no depth of earth. 4:6 And when the sun was risen, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. 4:7 And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up, and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. 4:8 And some fell upon good ground, and brought forth fruit that grew up, and increased and yielded, 130, another 60, and another 100. 4:9 And he said, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. 4:10 And when he was alone, the 12 that were with him asked him the parable. 4:11 And he said to them, To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to them that are without, all things are done in parables. 4:12 That seeing they may see, and not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. That seeing they may see, etc., in punishment of their willfully shutting their eyes, St. Mark 13:15, God justly withdrew those lights and graces, which otherwise he would have given them, for their effectual conversion. 4:13 And he saith to them, Are you ignorant of this parable? And how shall you know all parables? 4:14 He that soweth the word. 4:15 And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown, and as soon as they have heard, immediately Satan cometh and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. 4:16 And these likewise are they that are sown on the stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with joy. 4:17 And they have no root in themselves, but are only for a time. And then when tribulation and persecution ariseth for the word, they are presently scandalized. 4:18 And others there are who are sown among thorns. These are they that hear the word. 4:19 And the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts after other things entering and choke the word, and it is made fruitless. 4:20 And these are they who are sown upon the good ground, who hear the word, and receive it, and yield fruit, the 130, another 60, and another 100. 4:21 And he said to them, Doth a candle come in to be put under a bushel, or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? 4:22 For there is nothing hid, which shall not be made manifest, neither was it made secret, but that it may come abroad. 4:23 If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. 4:24 And he said to them, Take heed that you hear. In what measure you shall meet, it shall be measured to you again, and more shall be given to you. 4:25 For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, that also which he hath shall be taken away from him. 4:26 And he said, So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the earth. 4:27 And should sleep, and rise, night and day, and the seed should spring, and grow up whilst he knoweth not. 4:28 For the earth of itself bringeth forth fruit, first the blade, then the ear, afterwards the full corn in the ear. 4:29 And when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. 4:30 And he said, To what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or to what parable shall we compare it? 4:31 It is as a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that are in the earth. 4:32 And when it is sown, it groweth up, and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the birds of the air may dwell under the shadow thereof. 4:33 And with many such parables, he spoke to them the word, according as they were able to hear. 4:34 And without parable he did not speak unto them, but apart, he explained all things to his disciples. 4:35 And he saith to them that day, when evening was come, Let us pass over to the other side. 4:36 And sending away the multitude, they take him even as he was in the ship, and there were other ships with him. 4:37 And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that the ship was filled. 4:38 and he was in the hinder part of the ship, sleeping upon a pillow. And they awake him, and say to him, Master, doth it not concern thee that we perish? 439. And rising up, he rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was made a great calm. 440. And he said to them, Why are you fearful? Have you not faith yet? And they feared exceedingly. And they said one to another, Who is this, thinkest thou, that both wind and sea obey him? Mark chapter 5. Christ casts out a legion of devils. He heals the issue of blood, and raises the daughter of Jairus to life. 5:1. And they came over the strait of the sea, into the country of the Gerasenes. 5:2. And as he went out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the monuments a man with an unclean spirit. 5:3. Who had his dwelling in the tombs, and no man now could bind him, not even with chains. 5:4. For having been often bound with fetters and chains, he had burst the chains, and broken the fetters in pieces, and no one could tame him. 5:5. And he was always day and night in the monuments and in the mountains, crying and cutting himself with stones. 5:6. And seeing Jesus afar off, he ran and adored him. 5:7. And crying with a loud voice, he said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus the Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. 5:8. For he said unto him, Go out of the man, thou unclean spirit. 5:9. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he saith to him, My name is Legion, for we are many. 5:10. And he besought him much, that he would not drive him away out of the country. 5:11. And there was there near the mountain a great herd of swine, feeding. 5:12. And the spirits besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. 5:13. And Jesus immediately gave them leave, and the unclean spirits going out, entered into the swine. And the herd with great violence was carried headlong into the sea, being about 2,000, were stifled in the sea. 5:14. And they that fed them fled, and told it in the city and in the fields, and they went out to see what was done. 5:15. And they came to Jesus, and they see him that was troubled with the devil, sitting, clothed, and well in his wits, and they were afraid. 5:16. And they that had seen it, told them, in what manner he had been dealt with who had the devil, and concerning the swine. 5:17. And they began to pray him that he would depart from their coasts. 5:18. And when he went up into the ship, he that had been troubled with the devil, began to beseech him that he might be with him. 5:19. And he admitted him not, but saith him, Go into thy house to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had mercy thee. 5:20. And he went his way, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men wondered. 5:21. And when Jesus had passed again in the ship over the strait, the great multitude assembled together unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. 5:22. And there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue named Jairus, and seeing him, falleth down at his feet. 5:23. And he besought him much, saying, My daughter is at the point of death, come, lay thy hand upon her, that she may be safe, and may live. 5:24. And he went with him, and a great multitude followed him, and they thronged him. 5:25. And a woman who was under an issue of blood 12 years. 5:26. And had suffered many things from many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing the better, but rather worse. 5:27. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the crowd behind him, and touched his garment. 5:28. For she said, If I shall touch but his garment, I shall be whole. 5:29. And forthwith the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the evil. 5:30. And immediately Jesus, knowing in himself the virtue that had proceeded from him, turning to the multitude, said, Who hath touched my garments? 5:31. And his disciples said to him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou who hath touched me? 5:32. And he looked about to see her who had done this. 5:33. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. 5:34. And he said to her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be thou whole of thy disease. 5:35. While he was yet speaking, Some come from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying, Thy daughter is dead. Why dost thou trouble the master any further? 5:36. But Jesus, having heard the word that was spoken, saith to the ruler of the synagogue, Fear not, only believe. 5:37. And he admitted not any man to follow him, but Peter, and James, and John the brother of James. 5:38. And they come to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and he seeth a tumult, and people weeping and wailing much. 5:39. And going in, he saith to them, Why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. 5:40. And they laughed him to scorn. But he, having put them all out, taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. 5:41. And taking the damsel by the hand, he saith to her, Talitha cumi, which is, being interpreted, Damsel, I say to thee, arise. 5:42. And immediately the damsel rose up, and walked, and she was 12 years old. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. 5:43. And he charged them strictly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Mark chapter 6. Christ teaches at Nazareth. He sends forth the 12 apostles. He feeds 5,000 with 5 loaves, and walks upon the sea. 6:1. And going out from thence, he went into his own country, and his disciples followed him. 6:2. And when the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were in admiration of his doctrine, saying, How came this man by all these things? And what wisdom is this that is given to him, and such mighty works as are wrought by his hands? 6:3. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, and Joseph, and Jude, and Simon? Are not also his sisters here with us? And they were scandalized in regard of him. 6:4. And Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and in his own house, and among his own kindred. 6:5. And he could not do any miracles there, only that he cured a few that were sick, laying his hands upon them. He could not for want of power, but because he would not work miracles in favor of obstinate and incredulous people, who were unworthy of such favors. 6:6. And he wondered because of their unbelief, and he went through the villages round about teaching. 6:7. And he called the 12, and began to send them 2 and 2, and gave them power over unclean spirits. 6:8. And he commanded them that they should take nothing for the way, but a staff only, no scrip, no bread, nor money in their purse. 6:9. But to be shod with sandals, and that they should not put on 2 coats. 6:10. And he said to them, Wheresoever you shall enter into an house, there abide till you depart from that place. 6:11. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, going forth from thence, shake off the dust from your feet for a testimony to them. 6:12. And going forth they preached men should do penance. 6:13. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. 6:14. And King Herod heard, for his name was made manifest, and he said, John the Baptist is risen again from dead, and therefore mighty works shew forth themselves in him. 6:15. Another said, It is Elias. But others said, It is a prophet, as one of the prophets. 6:16. Which Herod hearing, said, John whom I beheaded, he is risen again from the dead. 6:17. For Herod himself had sent and apprehended John, and bound him prison for the sake of Herodias the wife of Philip his brother, because he had married her. 6:18. For John said to Herod, It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. 6:19. Now Herodias laid snares for him, and was desirous to put him to death and could not. 6:20. For Herod feared John, knowing him to be a just and holy man, and kept him, and when he heard him, did many things, and he heard him willingly, and kept him, that is, from the designs of Herodias, and for fear of the people, would not put him to death, though she sought it, and through her daughter she effected her wish. 6:21. And when a convenient day was come, Herod made a supper for his birthday, for the princes, and tribunes, and chief men of Galilee. 6:22. And when the daughter of the same Herodias had come in, and had danced, and pleased Herod, and them that were at table with him, the king said to the damsel, Ask of me what thou wilt, and I will give it thee. 6:23. And he swore to her, Whatsoever thou shalt ask I will give thee, though it be the half of my kingdom. 6:24. Who, when she was gone out, said to her mother, What shall I ask? But her mother said, The head of John the Baptist. 6:25. And when she was come in immediately with haste to the king, she asked, saying, I will it forthwith thou give me in addition the head of John the Baptist. 6:26. And the king was struck sad, yet because of his oath, and because of them that were with him at table, he would not displease her. 6:27. But sending an executioner, he commanded that his head should be brought in addition. 6:28. And he beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head in addition, and gave to the damsel, and the damsel gave it her mother. 6:29. Which his disciples hearing came, and took his body, and laid it in a tomb. 6:30. And the apostles coming together unto Jesus, related to him all things that they had done and taught. 6:31. And he said to them, Come apart into a desert place, and rest a little. For there were many coming and going, and they had not so much as time to eat. 6:32. And going up into a ship, they went into a desert place apart. 6:33. And they saw them going away, and many knew. And they ran flocking thitherfoot from all the cities, and were there before them. 6:34. And Jesus going out saw a great multitude, and he had compassion on them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. 6:35. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place, and the hour is now past. 6:36. Sent them away, that going into the next villages and towns, they may buy themselves meat to eat. 6:37. And he answering said to them, Give you them to eat. And they said to him, Let us go and buy bread for 200 bens, and we will give them to eat. 6:38. And he saith to them, How many loaves have you? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5, and 2 fishes. 6:39. And he commanded them that they should make them all sit down by companies upon the green grass. 6:40. And they sat down in ranks, by hundreds and by fifties. 6:41. And when he had taken the 5 loaves, and the 2 fishes, looking up to heaven, he blessed, and broke the loaves, and gave to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes he divided among them all. 6:42. And they all did eat, and got their fill. 6:43. And they took up the leavings, 12 full baskets of fragments, and of the fishes. 6:44. And they that did eat, were 5,000 men. 6:45. And immediately he obliged his disciples to go up into the ship, that they might go before him over the water to Bethsaida, whilst he dismissed the people. 6:46. And when he had dismissed them, he went up to the mountain to pray. 6:47. And when it was late, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and himself alone on the land. 6:48. And seeing them laboring and rowing, for the wind was against them, and about the 4th watch of the night, he cometh to them walking upon the sea, and he would have passed by them. 6:49. But they seeing him walking upon the sea, thought it was an apparition, and they cried out. 6:50. For they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he spoke with them, and said to them, Have a good heart, it is I, fear ye not. 6:51. And he went up to them into the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were far more astonished within themselves. 6:52. For they understood not concerning the loaves, for their heart was blinded. 6:53. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesareth, and set to the shore. 6:54. And when they were gone out of the ship, immediately they knew him. 6:55. And running through that whole country, they began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. 6:56. And whithersoever he entered, into towns or into villages or cities, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch but the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. Mark chapter 7. Christ rebukes the Pharisees. He heals the daughter of the woman of Chanan, and the man that was deaf and dumb. 7:1. And there assembled together unto him the Pharisees and some of the scribes, coming from Jerusalem. 7:2. And when they had seen some of his disciples eat bread with common, that is, with unwashed hands, they found fault. 7:3. For the Pharisees and all the Jews eat not without often washing their hands, holding the tradition of the ancients. 7:4. And when they come from the market, unless they be washed, they eat not. And many other things there are that have been delivered to them to observe. the washings of cups and of pots and of brazen vessels and of beds. 7:5. And the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why do not thy disciples walk according to the tradition of the ancients, but they eat bread with common hands? 7:6. But he answering, said to them, Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. 7:7. And in vain do they worship me, teaching doctrines and precepts of men. Doctrines and precepts of men. See the annotations, Mark 15:9-11. 7:8. For leaving the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pots and of cups, and many other things you do like to these. 7:9. And he said to them, Well do you make void the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. 7:10. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother, and he that shall curse father or mother, dying let him die. 7:11. But you say, If a man shall say to his father or mother, Korban, which is a gift, whatsoever is from me shall profit thee. 7:12. And further you suffer him not to do anything for his father or mother. 7:13. Making void the word of God by your own tradition, which you have given forth, and many other such like things you do. 7:14. And calling again the multitude unto him, he said to them, Hear ye me all and understand. 7:15. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come from a man, those are they that defile a man. 7:16. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. 7:17. And when he was come into the house from the multitude, his disciples asked him the parable. 7:18. And he saith to them, So are you also without knowledge. Understand you not that everything from without entering into a man cannot defile him? 7:19. Because it entereth not into his heart but goeth into his belly and goeth out into the privy, purging all meats. 7:20. But he said that the things which come out from a man, they defile a man. 7:21. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders. 7:22. Thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. 7:23. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. 7:24. And rising from thence he went into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, and entering into a house, he would that no man should know it, and he could not be hid. 7:25. For a woman, as soon as she heard of him, whose daughter had an unclean spirit, came in and fell down at his feet. 7:26. For the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician born, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. 7:27. Who said to her, Suffer first the children to be filled, for it is not good to take the bread of the children and cast it to the dogs. 7:28. But she answered and said to him, Yea, Lord, for the whelps also eat under the table of the crumbs of the children. 7:29. And he said to her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. 7:30. And when she was come into her house, she found the girl lying upon the bed and that the devil was gone out. 7:31. And again going out of the coasts of Tyre, he came by Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst be of the coasts of Decapolis. 7:32. And they bring to him one deaf and dumb, and they besought him that he would lay his hand upon him. 7:33. And taking him from the multitude apart, he put his fingers into his ears, and spitting, he touched his tongue. 7:34. And looking up to heaven, he groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, which is, be thou opened. 7:35. And immediately his ears were opened and the string of his tongue was loosed and he spoke right. 7:36. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal did they publish it. 7:37. And so much the more did they wonder, saying, He hath done all things well. He hath made both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Mark chapter 8. Christ feeds 4,000. He gives sight to a blind man. He foretells his passion. 8:1. In those days again, when there was great multitude and they had nothing to eat, calling his disciples together, he saith to them, 8:2. I have compassion on the multitude, for behold they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. 8:3. And if I shall send them away fasting to their home, they will faint in the way, for some of them came from afar off. 8:4. And his disciples answered him, From whence can anyone fill them here with bread in the wilderness? 8:5. And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? Who said, 7. 8:6. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and taking the 7 loaves, giving thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples for to set before them, and they set them before the people. 8:7. And they had a few little fishes, and he blessed them and commanded them to be set before them. 8:8. And they did eat and were filled, and they took up that which was left of the fragments, 7 baskets. 8:9. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. 8:10. And immediately going up into a ship with his disciples, he came into the parts of Dalmanutha. 8:11. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, asking him a sign from heaven, tempting him. 8:12. And sighing deeply in spirit, he saith, Why doth this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, a sign shall not be given to this generation. 8:13. And leaving them, he went up again into the ship and passed to the other side of the water. 8:14. And they forgot to take bread, and they had but 1 loaf with them in the ship. 8:15. And he charged them, saying, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. 8:16. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, Because we have no bread. 8:17. Which Jesus knowing, saith to them, Why do you reason, because you have no bread? Do you not yet know nor understand? Have you still your heart blinded? 8:18. Having eyes, see you not, and having ears, hear you not, neither do you remember. 8:19. When I broke the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took you up? They say to him, 12. 8:20. When also the 7 loaves among 4,000, how many baskets of fragments took you up? And they say to him, 7. 8:21. And he said to them, How do you not yet understand? 8:22. And they came to Bethsaida, and they bring to him a blind man, and they besought him that he would touch him. 8:23. And taking the blind man by the hand, he led him out of the town, and spitting upon his eyes, laying his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. 8:24. And looking up, he said, I see men, as it were trees, walking. 8:25. After that again he laid his hands upon his eyes, and he began to see and was restored, so that he saw all things clearly. 8:26. And he sent him into his house, saying, Go into thy house, and if thou enter into the town, tell nobody. 8:27. And Jesus went out, and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And in the way, he asked his disciples, saying to them, Whom do men say that I am? 8:28. Who answered him, saying, John the Baptist, but some Elias, and others as one of the prophets. 8:29. Then he saith to them, But whom do you say that I am? Peter answering said to him, Thou art the Christ. 8:30. And he strictly charged them that they should not tell any man of him. 8:31. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the ancients and by the high priests and the scribes, and be killed and after 3 days rise again. 8:32. And he spoke the word openly, and Peter taking him began to rebuke him. 8:33. Who turning about and seeing his disciples, threatened Peter, saying, Go behind me, Satan, because thou savorest not the things that are of God but that are of men. 8:34. And calling the multitude together with his disciples, he said to them, If any man will follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. 8:35. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel shall save it. 8:36. For what shall it profit a man, if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? 8:37. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? 8:38. For he that shall be ashamed of me and of my words, in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man also will be ashamed of him, when he shall come in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. 8:39. And he said to them, Amen, I say to you that there are some of them that stand here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God coming in power. Mark chapter 9. Christ is transfigured. He casts out the dumb spirit. He teaches humility and to avoid scandal. 9:1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves, and was transfigured before them. 9:2. And his garments became shining and exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller upon earth can make white. 9:3. And there appeared to them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. 9:4. And Peter answering, said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. 9:5. For he knew not what he said, for they were struck with fear. 9:6. And there was a cloud overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my most beloved Son, hear ye him. 9:7. And immediately looking about, they saw no man anymore, but Jesus only with them. 9:8. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them not to tell any man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man shall be risen again from the dead. 9:9. And they kept the word to themselves, questioning together what that should mean, when he shall be risen from the dead. 9:10. And they asked him, saying, Why then do the Pharisees and scribes say that Elias must come first? 9:11. Who answering, said to them, Elias, when he shall come first, shall restore all things. And as it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be despised. 9:12. But I say to you that Elias also is come, and they have done to him whatsoever they would, as it is written of him. 9:13. And coming to his disciples he saw a great multitude about them and the scribes disputing with them. 9:14. And presently all the people, seeing Jesus, were astonished and struck with fear, and running to him, they saluted him. 9:15. And he asked them, What do you question about among you? 9:16. And one of the multitude, answering, said, Master, I have brought my son to thee, having a dumb spirit. 9:17. Who, wheresoever he taketh him, dasheth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with the teeth and pineth away. And I spoke to thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. 9:18. Who answering them, said, O incredulous generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. 9:19. And they brought him. And when he had seen him, immediately the spirit troubled him, and being thrown down upon the ground, he rolled about foaming. 9:20. And he asked his father, How long time is it since this hath happened unto him? But he said, From his infancy. 9:21. And oftentimes hath he cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, help us, having compassion on us. 9:22. And Jesus saith to him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. 9:23. And immediately the father of the boy crying out, with tears said, I do believe, Lord, help my unbelief. 9:24. And when Jesus saw the multitude running together, he threatened the unclean spirit, saying to him, Deaf and dumb spirit, I command thee, go out of him and enter not any more into him. 9:25. And crying out and greatly tearing him, he went out of him. And he became as dead, so that many said, He is dead. 9:26. But Jesus taking him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. 9:27. And when he was come into the house, his disciples secretly asked him, Why could not we cast him out? 9:28. And he said to them, This kind can go out by nothing, but by prayer and fasting. 9:29. And departing from thence, they passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. 9:30. And he taught his disciples and said to them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise again the third day. 9:31. But they understood not the word, and they were afraid to ask him. 9:32. And they came to Capernaum, and when they were in the house, he asked them, What did you treat of in the way? 9:33. But they held their peace, for in the way they had disputed among themselves, which of them should be the greatest. 9:34. And sitting down, he called the 12 and saith to them, If any man desire to be first, he shall be the last of all and be minister of all. 9:35. And taking a child, he set him in the midst of them, whom when he had embraced, he saith to them. 9:36. Whosoever shall receive one such child as this in my name receiveth me, And whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. 9:37. John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, who followeth not us, and we forbade him. 9:38. But Jesus said, Do not forbid him. For there is no man that doth a miracle in my name and can soon speak ill of me. 9:39. For he that is not against you is for you. 9:40. For whosoever shall give you to drink a cup of water in my name, because you belong to Christ, amen I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. 9:41. And whosoever shall scandalize one of these little ones that believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. 9:42. And if thy hand scandalize thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life, maimed, than having two hands to go into hell, into unquenchable fire. 9:43. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not extinguished. 9:44. And if thy foot scandalize thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter lame into life everlasting than having two feet to be cast into the hell of unquenchable fire. 9:45. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not extinguished. 9:46. And if thy eye scandalize thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee with one eye to enter into the kingdom of God than having two eyes to be cast into the hell of fire. 9:47. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not extinguished. 9:48. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every victim shall be salted with salt. 9:49. Salt is good, but if the salt becometh savory, wherewith will you season it? Have salt in you, and have peace among you. Mark chapter 10. Marriage is not to be dissolved. The danger of riches. The ambition of the sons of Zebedee. A blind man is restored to his sight. 10:1. And rising up from thence, he cometh into the coast of Judea beyond the Jordan. And the multitude flocked to him again. And as he was accustomed, he taught them again. 10:2. And the Pharisees coming to him asked him, tempting him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? 10:3. But he answering, saith to them, What did Moses command you? 10:4. Who said, Moses permitted to write a bill of divorce and to put her away. 10:5. To whom Jesus answering, said, Because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you that precept. 10:6. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. 10:7. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife. 10:8. And they two shall be in one flesh. Therefore now they are not two, but one flesh. 10:9. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. 10:10. And in the house again his disciples asked him concerning the same thing. 10:11. And he saith to them, Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. 10:12. And if the wife shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery. 10:13. And they brought to him young children, that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them that brought them. 10:14. Whom when Jesus saw, he was much displeased and saith to them, Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. 10:15. Amen I say to you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall not enter into it. 10:16. And embracing them and laying his hands upon them, he blessed them. 10:17. And when he was gone forth into the way, a certain man, running up and kneeling before him, asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may receive life everlasting? 10:18. And Jesus said to him, Why callest thou me good? None is good but one, that is God. None is good, of himself entirely and essentially, but God alone. Man may be good also, but only by participation of God's goodness. 10:19. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, bear not false witness, do no fraud, honor thy father and mother. 10:20. But he answering, said to him, Master, all these things I have observed from my youth. 10:21. And Jesus, looking on him, loved him and said to him, One thing is wanting unto thee. Go, sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. 10:22. Who being struck said at that saying, went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. 10:23. And Jesus looking round about, saith to his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? 10:24. And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus again answering, saith to them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? 10:25. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. 10:26. Who wondered the more, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? 10:27. And Jesus looking on them, saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. 10:28. And Peter began to say unto him, Behold, we have left all things and have followed thee. 10:29. Jesus answering said, Amen I say to you, there is no man who hath left house or brother or sisters or father or mother or children or lands, for my sake and for the gospel. 10:30. Who shall not receive 100 times as much, now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come life everlasting. 10:31. But many that are first shall be last, and the last, first. 10:32. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were astonished and following were afraid, and taking again the 12, he began to tell them the things that should befall him. 10:33. Saying, Behold we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes and ancients, and they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. 10:34. And they shall mock him and spit on him and scourge him and kill him. And the third day he shall rise again. 10:35. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come to him, saying, Master, we desire that whatsoever we shall ask, thou wouldst do it for us. 10:36. But he said to them, What would you that I should do for you? 10:37. And they said, Grant to us that we may sit, one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand, in thy glory. 10:38. And Jesus said to them, You know not what you ask. Can you drink of the chalice that I drink of, or be baptized with the baptism wherewith I am baptized? 10:39. But they said to him, We can. And Jesus saith to them, You shall indeed drink of the chalice that I drink of, and with the baptism wherewith I am baptized you shall be baptized. 10:40. But to sit on my right hand or on my left is not mine to give to you, but to them for whom it is prepared. 10:41. And the 10, hearing it, began to be much displeased with James and John. 10:42. But Jesus calling them, saith to them, You know that they who seem to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their princes have power over them. 10:43. But it is not so among you, but whosoever will be greater shall be your minister. 10:44. And whosoever will be first among you shall be the servant of all. 10:45. For the Son of Man also is not come to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a redemption for many. 10:46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples in a very great multitude, Bartimaeus the blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. 10:47. Who when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, began to cry out and to say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. 10:48. And many rebuked him, that he might hold his peace. But he cried a great deal the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. 10:49. And Jesus, standing still, commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of better comfort. Arise, he calleth thee. 10:50. Who casting off his garment leaped up and came to him. 10:51. And Jesus answering, said to him, What wilt thou that I should do to thee? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may see. 10:52. And Jesus saith to him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he saw and followed him in the way.